appreciate what's gone before, and I'm still standing in need of your prayers. If you would, turn with me to Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He had showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. I appreciate what Elder Evan said about flint and how it can be shapen and how it can be used as a tool. Well, he says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee. Now, what can make us a better disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? What helps us? What sharpens us to make us useful in the kingdom? Word. Do we really understand what we have? Have we sought time to think about what we have? Now, if you were with us on Wednesday night, I appreciate so much what Daddy brought before us about the Word. And it's just been churning in my mind how important the Word of God is. And what a great blessing it is. The Lord could have had a purpose to come and save His people and never even told us about it.
That's right.
But that's the good news of the gospel. We do know. So we have His Word. So He says in Micah 6, verse 8, He has showed thee, O man, what is good. Well, how do we know what's good? Read the Word. The Word will teach us. God will show us what is good. He has given us the Holy Spirit to witness within us when we see good. When we see, and we see the people of that like precious faith, it rejoices within us. So He had showed thee, O man, what is good. What doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly? How do we know how to do justly? Read the Word. The Word, the law of God is teaching us what is right and what is wrong. That's one thing I love so much about the Word of God. You know, you can read certain laws of men, and, you know, there's all these little legal loopholes and holes in the laws, and they have to come out with new laws to cover this law and a new law to cover this one because someone found a way around it. Brother, the law of God is solid. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. There's no loopholes. If someone tells you there's a loophole in the law, it's a lie. It's a falsehood. We need to be reading truth. And that's the wonderful thing about the Word of God. It's pure truth. So, again, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy. Don't we love mercy? How much mercy do we need? Everything we have done, everything we're going to do. We're sinners by nature, even if we never sin in action again. For by one man, sin entered into the world. Brethren, we have that sin nature about us. And the stuff that I have to war with on a daily basis, this flesh is my closest foe.
Amen,
brethren, I need mercy. The grace that God has bestowed upon me. So we need to love mercy. He has shown us mercy to us. And we deserve none. So we need to be loving mercy, showing mercy to others, having that brotherly kindness one to another. And to walk humbly with thy God. Humbly. Walking humble. Being humble in mind. Brethren, when we go into our prayer closet and we enter in, you know, we've said a time before that it's not so much the posture of the body and how we pray, but the posture of this heart. How we enter in. If we humble ourselves, Lord, help us. help me. Be like that publican who couldn't do lift his eyes up to heaven but smote upon his breast. Say, Lord, have mercy on a sinner. Because we are. We are sinners. We need the mercy of God each and every day. And thanks be unto God, we have that grace that is bestowed upon us. That I have nothing to deserve for. I didn't do anything for it. It's the gift of God. So he had showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require thee, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. So we have the tools we need. The Lord didn't just give us this and say, well, you need to do this and this and that. Good luck. No, he's given us his word. I love that. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, I'm glad it didn't say all things. It says all good works. Again, how do we know that something's good? Read the scriptures. Seek his word. Seek his face each and every day. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is of God. It's pure truth. We don't have to question it. If we don't understand something, dig deeper. Pour more time into it. Ask somebody. Somebody that you trust, obviously. But seek it. Dig into it. And it's the truth, the Word of God. We use that description of it's like a diamond. It's beauty when the light is shining upon it, but you turn the diamond and it's a different side of it. And it seems like it's a different beauty, but it's the same diamond. You know, you can have, the Lord can bless you with a verse of Scripture you can chew on all week. And you just sit there and get something from it all the time. Just like how the children of Israel, they drank the water from the rock. We can be refreshed from the Word of God each and every day. But real quickly, in Deuteronomy 17, I'll try to be mindful of the time. Deuteronomy 17, let's skip on down to verse 18. Deuteronomy 17, verse 18. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. He's talking about when there is a king in Israel. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law, and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he, his children, in the midst of Israel. Brethren, he said, even the king, you know, we think of, you know, kings, a king's the lord of the whole land. But even the king should have a written copy, handwritten copy himself, write it so he can learn of it, so he can read it, so he can keep the law. So the law of God is important even to the king. So it's very important for us. I love that that's in there, that even the king needs to keep it. Now many of them didn't. And you can read in there the ones that didn't. Well, it didn't turn out so well for them. So let that be a warning to us. We need to be keeping the law so we can read it. So we can read there in the days of our life. And we can learn to fear God. Not in that scared fear of a killer that's coming to get you, but that reverential fear. He is the almighty, powerful God. I'm just a lowly sinner. So I want to read his word. He's given me all the instructions I need. So it's good enough for kings. Yeah. Let's go to the next book, Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, just start in verse 7. Now, if we know the story of Joshua, Joshua had to take over after Moses. Now, I remember coming before you and talking about the life of Joshua, but Josh, that was a daunting task. It's millions of people that you're in charge now. Well, thanks be to God, he wasn't fully in charge. The Lord was in charge. The Lord was going to be with him. But he was telling Joshua, like I said, in verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left." Seems like we've heard this before. "That thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest, whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." Now, I don't know of any of you out there that's been called to be ruler and a judge over millions of people. But even the Lord himself was telling Joshua, depart not from the law. Read it. Stay in it so thy way can prosper. And I don't know about you, but I'm starting to see a pattern here. Reading the word, keeping the law of God is very profitable for us. Not in monetarily way, but in a good way. It's a good instruction for righteousness, how we're to live our daily lives. So we see it's good for kings. It's good for the judges, the ones who are supposed to be judging over the people of Israel. Brethren, that may be Old Testament, but it's still just as viable today. This word is timeless, and it's inexhaustible with the information that's packed within it. Like I said earlier, do we understand what we have? This may just be some leather and paper, but brethren, the words that are printed on that paper. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's very profitable. So we see we have this word that God has granted us and given us this word. Like I said, it's inexhaustible. You can read it from cover to cover every single day of your life. I don't even know if that's possible, but you could do it. And there would still be something in it each and every day.
Amen.
So, and I look at myself when I say this. What's the excuse when we're going through troubled times? Let's cling to the law. Let's cling to God's word. It's there for comfort. It's there for guidance. It's there for wisdom. Why don't I avail myself to it more? Sometimes I feel like I should be doing nothing but reading this word. But remember, the Lord did say, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Put a priority on it. We have jobs, we have families, we have responsibilities we have to take care of. We have to live this life. But we can put a priority on reading this word. The importance of God's word. Do you think God would have given His law, given His word, if it wasn't important? No, God doesn't do anything haphazardly.
Amen.
He does it for a purpose. Now, I love to think about when Moses had the Ten Commandments. You know why the children of Israel never questioned the Ten Commandments? Why they never said, "I don't believe in that," or "I don't know if that's from God"? Because God thundered it from heaven with His voice. He pierced their ears with it, so they never questioned that it came from God. Now, they strayed here and there like we still do. But, brethren, it's the Word of God. It's profitable for us. We can have this Word anytime we're dealing with stuff. It helps us how we should live our lives, how we handle life challenges, how to love one another, how to raise children. You know, I've often heard that thing about raising children. I wish they came with a manual. I found it. Am I a perfect parent? No. I never will be. But it can help me. It can help me along my life. And how to be a better disciple of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's done so much for me. I need to serve Him with my life. I need to read His Word, seek the instructions to see how to go about doing that. Now, real quickly, go to 1 Corinthians 15. I just want to get the last verse. You know how he was talking with Joshua. Be strong and very courageous. The Lord was going to be with him. But the Lord was going to be with him because only if Joshua would stay in the law. Only if he observed to do the commandments of God. So brethren, we have help. We have a present help. We have this word. We have instructions to do everything we can. So 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If our labor is in the Lord, if it's in the kingdom of God, serving one another, serving Him, keeping the commandments, brethren, know that your work is not in vain. So let's read this word so we can be rooted, so we can be grounded upon that rock, the precious rock, so we can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the kingdom. So again, let's go back to Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. We'll close with this. He has showed thee, O man, and that gets us sisters too. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. We have all the instructions we need. He has given us His Word. So let's read more. Let's put a priority on reading more and seek after Him each and every day. Thank you for your kind attention.